This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Shelley Crespo. Shelley is here to tell us more about the Peoria Area Community Festival of Nativities, happening now through Sunday. Shelley, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Shelley, I understand this is the third year that the festival is taking place, and it really hinges upon a collaboration of three different organizations, right?
Yes, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church, and All Saints Greek Orthodox Church, as well as many other volunteers from other churches, but those are the three sponsoring churches.
And can you tell us a little bit, go back in time to when this first started, what was the impetus for wanting to create this really unique holiday festival?
So when I lived in Texas, I had seen this done, and it was sponsored by one church. And I thought, what would it be like to have something like this here and to have more than, you know, one church, to get a, you know, a group of individuals that are willing to try to sponsor this? And because this is the birth of Jesus Christ is something that we all agree on in the Christian faith, and what it would be like to celebrate it together. So I got a group of women from, you know, that I knew. We gathered in my home, started talking, and that's where it formed, is from my living room.
And so we should talk a little bit about, you know, the nativities themselves that you have on display. We were tempted to think of the kinds of nativity displays that, you know, many of us have in our homes, grew up with, but you're not restricting yourself to that. Some of the nativities you have on display are as elaborate as 2,000 pieces?
Yes. I was on Facebook one day, and there was a Fontanini collectors group. And Fontanini is made in Italy. They're all hand-painted. And started a conversation with a woman in Iowa. And we spoke, and then we ended up speaking by phone after exchanging some messages. And she said, you know what? I'd be willing to bring my collection to Peoria if I could show it. And so we had several conversations, and there's this wonderful woman from Lebanon, Rita Tamer, and she goes to St. Charbel's, and she was able to import some paper from Lebanon that they use to create creches. And then many volunteers from St. Vincent de Paul, Lori Kemp, and more of her crew that all came over and built this display. And this woman from Iowa, Diana Lage, she had never seen all of her pieces out at one time. In fact, most of them were still in their original package, but she had been collecting them since the 1980s. And she was thrilled to get them on display all at one time. So they mapped it out and in 2 days put up this entire collection.
And that display alone, you could be there for 45 minutes, you know, looking and taking that in. But to see that contrasted with some of the other collections as well as themed tables of nativities is really, really interesting. Can you kind of give us a little bit of the layout of the room?
Yes, we have a children's section, which you will see things. So you mentioned you'd seen a penance display and, you know, many different children's nativities. We have the Rollin Johnson ornaments and Christmas cards on display. We have a unique and handmade section that it's, you know, people have contributed things that they have made in their own homes. We have a beautiful olive wood section, and we have a miniature snow globe and ornament section. We have a beautiful display of gold and white, and then we have a long table of traditional. We have two collections that we're showing. Monsignor Beebe, who's very popular in Peoria, who's retired, his parishioners had given him many nativities over the years, and we've put those all on display as a collection. Also have a really nice collection of almost 200 from St. Bede Academy in Peru, Illinois. And then in the direct center, we have a huge international display with a beautiful 12-foot tree crowning it and with 47 different countries with nativities that have been collected from different people around Peoria, the Peoria area.
And one thing we should point out, although you've alluded to it, all of these nativities are, you know, they come from private collections, so they are being loaned to you for the purposes of this event. Is that correct?
Yes. Everything has been loaned. People get online on our website and they register their nativities, and we take really good care of them. We inventory every single piece and then put them on display, and they'll come Monday morning and pick them up.
Well, and that gets to the next question, mm-hmm. which is you have 950 of these nativities, and you have 2-3 days to get all of this set up. Can you talk a little bit about you know, that process over these few days?
Yes, we set up the structures of the displays over 2 days, And then over a day and a half, we register all 900 of these. They come in. People have registered them online prior, but they check them in over a day and a half. And then over the next day and a half, we put up all of them. And then everything will be taken down Sunday night, all the nativities, and returned to people by Monday morning.
And Shelley, I had the privilege of checking out the exhibit on Thursday morning, and certainly just walking in, you get this rush of holiday spirit. It's really, really quite something. But I can't imagine when you add in the layer of live musical performances, what a wonderful ambiance that creates. Can you talk about the musical performances that you have?
Yes, we have live performances from schools and churches and even individuals that come, and they perform live music, and they perform to the building. So the chapel opens up, the back wall opens up to the venue. And so if you come, either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday evening, you will hear some beautiful performances. We have some members of the Peoria Civic Chorale coming. We get groups from Morton High School, Richwoods High School. We get the Madrigal Singers, which are a huge hit every year. We get them on Saturday night. And, a lot of local choirs and churches.
And a lot, the sheer number. You have over 40 different performances that are taking place over the span of the festival, which is, I imagine, quite a bit of coordination takes place from the planning committee. But that's just really, really great to see such a community involvement.
And they all do it on a volunteer basis. No one gets paid for any of this. And they all just come out of the goodness of their heart. And people walk in, and the biggest comment we get in our comment book is we walked in and felt peace and the spirit of Christmas, and they're so happy to usher in the Christmas season in that manner.
You've also got a guest artist that you've invited to be part of this year's event. Can you tell us a little bit about her?
Yes, Julia Fish Thompson. Her sister-in-law lives in the Peoria area and put a piece on display last year, and we loved it so much. And so we contacted her and told her our theme was Hallelujah this year. Would she be interested in creating a piece for us? And she created a beautiful piece of Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah chorus. And she agreed to come all 4 days. She's going to be there 8 hours a day, and she's going to personalize bookmarks free for every guest that is willing to wait in line to get one.
We've been talking with Shelley Crespo about the Community Festival of Nativities. The event continues today, tomorrow, and Sunday at 3700 West Reservoir Boulevard in Peoria. Shelley, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tonight and tomorrow at the Hartman Center, you can catch Broadway star and Bradley alum Eric Peterson performing with the Bradley University Jazz Ensemble in Eric Peterson Sings Broadway. The performance tonight starts at 7:30, and tomorrow two performances will take place at 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. For tickets and information, call 677-2650.
And Cornstalk Theater is presenting its production of Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. It's the familiar story of a young girl asking if Santa exists and a newspaper editor struggling with his own sense of loss in the holiday season. The show opens tonight. It runs through Sunday the 9th at the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we bring you the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.